Now we're standing in Charlie's barber shop, and what we're trying to show off in this location, much like we did in the shoe store and the women's shoes, we're trying to show off there's a change or there's a movement in men's fashions too. Before the 1920s, a lot of men wore beards, mustaches, the big heavy sideburns. Well, that kind of quickly went away after the end of World War I because men are watching the talking movies and they're seeing their movie stars on the screen like Douglas Fairbanks Jr. or Rudolph Valentino, and they go into their local barber and they say, "Hey, I want to look like that guy, so make my hair look like that, make me look like that." So they're kind of mimicking or following their movie stars of the time period. So the barbershop kind of it becomes that vehicle for men to kind of show off the latest fashions or trends. And here you'll see in this room, we have some of the old days when men would go into their local neighborhood barber and they would frequent the location so much that they would have their own shaving mug on the wall with their name on it, because that showed how frequent of a customer you were, that you go into Charlie's so much that you had your own mug with your name. And that was another major invention of the time period. During the First World War, a serviceman saw the importance of coming up with an idea of how to shave men quickly and easily without the straight edge razor, because you have to be really adept at using that because it's so sharp. He came up with an idea of having a safety razor, and his name was Colonel Schick, and he invented the safety razor in the mid-20s, and so that became very popular, and they started selling safety razors. So you didn't have to go to your neighborhood barber to get a close shave anymore. You could do it at home. And so that, honestly, that eliminated some of the barber's business because you wouldn't have to go in for that close shave anymore.
Where do we go next?
Well, Charlie's Barbershop, like a lot of legitimate businesses back in Milwaukee in the 1920s, the period is part of that U.S. history where we tried to legislate morals. And one of the things that they tried to legislate was alcohol, the consumption of alcohol. So they passed the Prohibition Amendment in 1919, which outlawed the sales of alcohol. And so a lot of legitimate businesses like Charlie, in order to get around the law, would have a operation, let's say in the back room, basement, some camouflage building off to the side, they would have a speakeasy. So now we're going to walk into Charlie's speakeasy that's off of his barber shop.
Where exactly do we enter this speakeasy?
Well, a lot of businesses would have a door that you would knock on, and maybe somebody would answer the door and you'd give a password. That's how they got the name speakeasy. You're supposed to whisper, so speak easily into the door so that nobody would hear the password because you didn't want to share that with everybody, and especially the police. So a lot of places would have a door, a secret place to enter. Charlie's is no different. He has a door that slides away, that gives you entry into the speakeasy.
All right, now do I need to know the password?
We just say it's Chud now.
All right.
And so now we're standing in Charlie's speakeasy, and he's got a little back room here where he's got a bar, and he's got Joe the bartender serving up the cocktails of the time period. They drank a lot of different drinks. Gin was a very popular drink that could be home brewed. That's why they come up with the term bathtub gin, because some people brewed it in quantities like that, where they would actually, brew it up in a bathtub or a big, large container. And usually it was such inferior quality alcohol, that's why they invented or came up with a lot of the cocktails of the time period, because they would add mixers to the gin to camouflage the bad taste of the alcohol. So you come up with different concoctions of the time period, like the Mary Pickford and the Ginsen and some of the Bee's Knees and some of these other Prohibition era cocktails that used gin as their base, but they added other things to it to kind of cover up the taste.